好，今天我们要来看这一段的经文。
So we're going to take a look at the verses today.
这段经文呢，有讲到荣耀啊，
And these scriptures talk about glory.
荣耀啊，就好像光荣。
Glory is like glory.
光荣是大家都喜欢的事情。
And glory is something that everybody likes.
这段经文呢，也讲到咒诅。
And the scriptures also covers curses.
从光荣到咒诅。
From glory to curse.
我们再把这段经文读一遍。
And let's read the scriptures again.
第四节到第九节来。
49.
基督差不多圣洁洗礼，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿们。我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们再来做一个祷告。
Just pray again.
天父，我们在你面前把每一位在座的都交在你的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift every one of you, every one of us to you.
圣经一本书是极其厚的一本书。
The Bible is a very thick book.
很多地方我们还没有读到，很多地方我们还没有读懂。
A lot of the places we haven't really touched, and a lot of places we haven't really read.
求主你帮助我们能够明白今天这一段的经文。
But help us to understand these scriptures today.
因为今天的经文能够救我们。
Because the scripture can save us.
让我们能够看见你的荣耀。
That we can see your glory.
今天的经文能够拦阻人们走向咒诅灭亡的道路。
These verses today is going to help us to prevent us from walking on the path to the death.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们很多人来大学是要学什么？
What are you coming to the college and university to study?
我们学很多的知识。
We come here to learn a lot of knowledge.
你来到大学的时候，你发现除了学费贵、生活费贵、住宿贵，还有什么很贵
？So when you come to the college or university and find that the tuition is really expensive, boarding, and dorm is really expensive, what else is expensive?
教科书很贵。
Textbooks, right?
教科书还不但是贵
And not only they are expensive.
他每两三年都给你换一本。
They also refer to new revisions every couple of years.
等到你刚要拿的时候，他说有新的出来了。
So when you are almost getting there, you say, "Okay, there's a new revision."
以前上过的学生本来可以跟他们买个旧的，大概二三十块，原来是八九十块的。
You could have, you know, just buy from older students to buy second-hand books, but all of a sudden you have to for like $20 to $30, but then you still have to pay $80 to $90 each book because of a new revision.
教授说不行，你敢买
吗？ Because the professor said no, this is not an option.
你查一下那本书是你教授写的。
And you find that this book is actually written by your professor.
当然，他们是为了赚钱。
Of course, they want to make money out of it.
但是很多时候教科书是需要换的。
Many times the textbook needs to have revisions.
常常都有新的东西。
Because many times there are new things to be added.
也常常都有旧的东西被推翻。
And old things to be superseded.
人所写出来的知识常常需要被更新。
The knowledge of man needs to be renewed constantly.
人所写的东西，知识常常需要跟进。
And the knowledge, the things that are written down by man needs to be revised constantly.
以前我们造这个电脑一台这么大啊。
In the past, we built computer super big.
然后越来越小。
And then they're miniaturized day by day.
啊，现在小到在我们的手，放在我们的这个口袋里头啊。
Nowadays, as small as a smartphone that can be put in our pockets.
刚做学生的时候啊，电脑 Windows 一才出来啊。
When I first became a student, Windows 1 just came out.
然后有 3.1 的啊。
And then there came 3.1.
然后有 Windows 95、98、2000的啊。
And then Windows 95, 98, 2000.
啊，现在后来又变成 Windows 7、8，然后10。
And now Windows 7, 8, and Now 10.
现在是多少?
What is the revision now?
11.
Version is 11.
听说12要出来了。
And I heard that version 12 is coming out soon.
我记得没几年前啊，不过几年前的时候 ,Microsoft 就说 Windows 10 is all you need.
So, only a few years ago, Microsoft claimed that Windows 10 is all you need.
后来跑出十一啊。
Windows 10是你所需要的全部，但是 but now we have Windows 11。
也差不多了哈。
Same thing occurred to Apple.
你说我不用 Windows， 我用 Apple。
So you say that I'm not going to use Windows， but I'm using Apple。
手机我还记得，以前做学生的时候我还没有手机，但是我记得高牧师的车里面有一个这么大个的手机。
So I still remember when I was a student, we didn't have cell phone, but in Pastor Cal's car, he has a huge a mobile phone.
那时候看着他拿就是好大个一个，很稀奇啊。
And I was really amazed when I saw him carrying this huge mobile phone.
那时候大家的都是在家里面用线插的那个电话，看到一个能够不用线的电话不得了。
And because back then we still use the landlines in our homes, and so when we saw that this phone doesn't need a line, we were really amazed.
然后今天的手机越做越小啊，越做越方便。
And now the cell phones are made to be smaller and smaller and more and more convenient.
啊，每一年都会出新款。
Every year there's new revisions.
出新款的时候告诉你旧款不好。
And then when they are promoting the new versions, they are going to tell you that the old ones are no longer good.
所以人做出来的东西常常需要跟进更新。
So what men need needs to be revised and replaced constantly.
我们在座的有做医生的，有做护士的。
So maybe there are doctors or nurses sitting down here.
人医学的知识也是有限的。
And the medical knowledge is also limited.
那我以前是药剂师。
The pastor used to be a pharmacist.
我就是那个在药房里面开药给你们。
Who fill prescriptions in the pharmacy for you?
有时候开错了，然后你们回到药店里面盯着他大骂啊！我就是那个被骂的那一位。
So when mistakes were made, sometimes you went back to the pharmacy and complained loudly, and I was the one who was receiving all the complaints.
有时候一天有一千个处方要处理，有时候我们像个机器，但是我们不是机器，所以容易出错。
So there were maybe almost over 1,000 prescriptions to be filled each day, and then we have to work like robots, but yet we are not robots, so we still make mistakes.
但是我也看到很多的药。
But I also see a lot of medicines.
都有副作用的。
And that has side effects.
我还没有看到一个药是完美没有副作用，而且是做它该做的事情。
I never have I seen a medicine that is perfect without any side effects and are doing what it's supposed to do.
我也看到很多新药出来就宣称说它是最好的那个那个什么miracle drug.
And I've seen new medicines coming out and claiming that they are 万效药。
我也看到很多这个新出来的药不到两三年甚至有时候五年出现了一个很大的问题完全 从市场上被取消。
And I've also seen new medicines coming out, and, but only after 2 to 3 years, there is a major adverse event occurring, so they are completely wiped out of the market.
所以作为一个药剂师，我看到一个新的药、新的科技出来的话，宣称是解决所有的问题的时候，我都常有保留。
So whenever I see a new regimen, a new treatment, a new medicine coming out claiming that it's a miracle drug, I will observe and have my own doubts on it.
我都会说等个三五年我们再说。
And I would say let's wait for a few years.
有些新的药的确是很好。
Some of the new medications are really good.
但是有些新的药你要用了一段时间之后，你发现真的有很大的问题。
But some also have major side effects.
你发现到人研究出来的药常常需要被更新。
And you see that man-made medicines needs to be renewed and replaced constantly.
科学的学说也常常被更换。
And also scientific concepts.Are replaced constantly.
我们最熟悉的就是从原来是地心说的，然后到日心说。
And so our most familiar ones is to transition from the geocentric to solar centric.
地球为中心到太阳为中心。
To have the universe center around the Earth to center around the sun.
很多人读这个历史的时候就说，你看，地心说是。基督教的说法，然后日心说是科学的说法，科学把信仰打翻了。
So, when people read the scientific history, they say that look at the geocentric theory, it belonged to Christianity, but now the theory of solar centric came out, it belonged to the scientific realm, and the science have overcome the religion.
你仔细读历史的话，自己去查考的话，你会发现一件事情。
However, if you really read the history, study the history closely, you will find something.
地心说原来是科学的说法。
And geocentric actually used to be scientific claims.
然后教会为了要符合当时候的科学，就拿来用了。
But the church back then, to adapt to the science claims, they actually took it and internalized.
还加了一些经文。
And they also added some scriptures as supports.
我要证实说圣经也是地心说。
To adapt the Bible, to claim that the Bible also agreed with the science.
经文其实没有这么说过。
However, these verses actually don't really support that.
你仔细读历史的话，你发现到说，地心说原来是一个基督徒，要把这个地心说打翻。
And when you really read the history closely and carefully, you will find that the solar centric concept is actually proposed by a Christian believer, and he wants to overcome this geocentric notion.
今天有很流行什么
？What is also popular today?
进化论。
Evolution.
进化论还叫论，是它还没有完全被证实。
The theory of evolution. Why it's called still a theory? Because it's not yet fully proved.
今天有很多人尝试把进化论拿到圣经里面，是现在科学所流行的。
But also still people want to adapt the Bible to evolution because this is what the trend of today, of the time.
你发现到人的科学的知识呢常常不断更新。
And you'll find the knowledge of man, the science of man is constantly being renewed.
常常被更改。
Being changed.
不愿意被更改的是科学本身。
But the science itself is not willing to be changed.
但是我今天要来跟大家来思考一个事情。
But now, today I want to discuss with you something.
圣经宣称神的福音是不需要更改的。
The claim of the Bible is that the gospel of God is there to be changed.
在第一章第六节。
In verse 6 of chapter 1.
第六到第七节。
6 to 7.
我们再把它念一次。
Let's read it together again.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。如果有人讲，那在这里说保罗稀奇。
So here it says Paul is really amazed.
有一个东西是不能更改的。
There's something that cannot be changed.
就是耶稣基督的福音。
This is the gospel of Christ.
神的福音是不能被更改。
God's gospel cannot be changed.
而且第八节。
And then further on in verse 8.
第八节说，但无论是我们。
Verse 8 says, but even if we,
是天上的使者
or an angel from heaven,
若传福音给你们与我们所传的给你们的不同
if from heaven actually preached to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you,
他就应当被咒诅
let him be cursed.
所以在这里说无论是我们甚至我们 那福音本来是我们传给你们的我们当初传给你们的是正确的福音。
So it says that even us, the gospel that we preach is contrary to the one that we used to preach to you.
如果我们后来又来跟你传讲，跟你再讲一遍，跟之前你听的不一样。
And if we come back again and teach you about a different gospel, different from what we have already preached to you.
甚至是我们都要被咒诅。
Even if it's us, let us be accursed.
甚至如果是天上来的向你显现的一个天使告诉你的一个信息与这个福音都一样。
And even an angel of heaven who's proclaiming to you a message that is different.
他要被咒诅。
And he will be accursed as well.
圣经里面所要带给我们的一个信息是不更改的。
So the message from the angel, to us is not to be changed.
对很多人说你不改变就是不长进啊，就是不追求这个更新的东西啊。
You're not changing, then you're just being stubborn. You're not changing. You're not adapting to new things.
因为是人啊。
Because this is human being.
因为我们人所造的东西没有一个是完美的。
Because none of our creation is actually perfect.
所以我们要不断的跟进啊，更新啊。
That's why we have to continue to wrap up.
但是我们今天来看圣经的话却不一样。
However, if we look at the Bible, it is different.
它不改变。
It's not changing.
为什么它不改变
？That is never changing.
它不是人想出来的论文。
Because this is not something that man made.
不是人想出来的理论。
It's not a theory that man made.
需要不断的更新。
It needs to be constant.
那不是人在他的所知道的这个时间的限制之下，他的空间、他的环境的限制之下所写出来的理论。
This is not a theory that's written by man, under the constraints of time and space and environment.
它不是人只能够看到外表，并不能真正知道内心里头的问题的人所写出来的理论。
This is not something that's written by men. We can all only see the face, the superficial things, and not really the core things.
那不是人连自己的心都不明白的，也不能够识透的人所写出来的理论。
This is not some theory that's written by men who doesn't know our inner hearts.
它是神所告诉我们的话。
This is the word that's telling to us from God.
神的福音不改变，因为它是来自于神啊。
The gospel of God is never changing because it's God.
这位神没有时间的限制。
This God is not constrained by time.
也没有时空的限制。
He's not constrained by space.
他能够识透每一个人的心。
And he can understand. He can see through everyone's heart.
他是彻彻底底的知道每一个人的光景。
And he knows the situation, everyone's condition completely.
他来告诉我们人生的福音。
And he tells us the gospel of life.
他来告诉我们人生的好消息是什么。
And he tells us the good news of our life.
心理学。
Psychology.
如果你学心理学的话，抱歉啊，我接下来要讲一点心理学的问题。
So if you're learning psychology, I have to apologize upfront because I'm going to talk something about psychology.
心理学的理论也是不断的在更改。
The theory of psychology has this changing constantly as well.
早一段时期的时候，当他们发现基因的时候，他就认为说人所有的问题都是基因决定的。
So years ago, when they found the genes in our body, and they claimed that every issue comes from the genes.
现在比较流行的理论是什么？
And what is the popular theory now?
我们的个性是我们原生家庭来决定的。
Our characteristics, our personality is determined by our original families.
要不就是基因带来的问题，要不然就是我们家庭环境成长的问题。
So all our issues can be either attributed to our genes or attributed to our original families.
你以为这是很新的道理吗？
And do you think that this is actually something new?
其实在我们认为基因决定人的这个问题的之前，心理学的所推论的也是讲到原生家庭带来的问题。
So even before we attribute all problems to our genes, psychology has already attributed our issues to our original families.
你以为这个原生的家庭这个理论是最新的吗？
And do you think that this is the attribution to your original family is the newest theory?
其实在那之前，心理学也曾经想过人的这个问题是天生的。
Even before that, years ago, the psychology has already attributed all our problems to our nature.
你发现心理学的理论是不断的在那里 recycle.
So you find that the theories of psychology is always being 回收利用。
人在那里猜测。
So we have our 猜测 hypothesis。
那最近他们说这个小孩子如果要变性的话，那鼓励他变性。
So now this, it comes out that you have to encourage the kids who wants to transgender.
你不能告诉他说不行，这样子就会给他一个负面的这个心理啊。
You cannot reject that because that's going to impact on him negatively.
你要鼓励他。
But you have to encourage him or her.
你要说你想的是好的。
And you have to tell them that what you are thinking is good.
你要让他听到正面的东西，不要让他听到有人反对他的声音。
So you have to give them a positive feedback instead of like rejection.
这是前一阵子，直到今天美国还这么样子，心理学家纷纷的出来都说，这是应该要做的，你不能告诉他不行。
And then psychologists in the United States all stand out saying that this is what you ought to do, and you cannot object that.
要不然你对他的以后长大的心理会造出很大的创伤。
Otherwise, you're going to inflict really big trauma on their hearts after they grow up.
最近一个报道。
Some reports come out.
是从芬兰跟英国、欧洲那里出来的报道。
And a report from Finland, a North European.
说其实这样子的一个鼓励的方式，造成了很大对小孩子的伤害。
They claim that this encouragement actually inflict a lot of negative impact on the kids.
这些被变性的小孩子有一段时间他们可以成长了，他们做出了这个的研究，发现并不以为不是大家所想象的。
Because they follow some of the transgender kids and through their lives, and they found that the results were contrary to what they expected.
并不是像他们所想象的，你只要鼓励他就没事。
And it's contrary to what their notion with, which used to be, if you encourage them, they're going to grow up to be fine.
以前所用的一些的资料，原来都不是很正确的资料。
So the material that they used was not completely correct.
但是因为这样子呢，就害了许多变性的小孩，他就很难再回头。
But a lot of transgender children have already been hurt, and there's no returning back.
人的真理是有漏洞的。
The theory, the truth of man are flawed.
但神却是看得清清楚楚。
But God can see clearly.
神的真理是不改变的真理。
And God's truth cannot change.
这是为什么我们希望每一个人，你们不但是得到高深的学位，你们也能够来到这里认识一个不改变的真理。
That's why I wish all of you, every one of you can come here, not only to say that you will not only get a high degree, but also to really understand the truth of life.
为什么福音不改变?
Why gospel never changes?
福音不改变因为罪的问题。
Gospel never changes because it deals with the problem of sin.
人罪的问题是没有改变的。
Because the problem of sin is a problem that's never changing.
在第四节那里，基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己。
In verse 4, who gave himself, Jesus gave himself for our sin to deliver us from the present evil age.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
外面的声音会传说我们基本上都是好人，只是偶尔做错事。
So there are verses outside telling us that in general we're a good human, we just make mistakes from time to time.
圣经说我们都是罪人。
However, the Bible says that we are all sinners.
这是为什么?
And why?
我们会做错事。
This is why we actually make mistakes.
你偶尔牙齿痛。
So when you suffer from occasional tooth pain,
痛了之后，我第二天、第三天就不痛了。
And after a couple of days, the tooth pain stopped.
然后你就说，我牙齿是原来是本来就是完美的，只是偶尔痛一痛。
And so you proclaim that my teeth are pretty good, and so it's just you know occasionally I have toothache.
你给刘飞看一看啊，刘飞是我们的。这个牙系的里头的教授啊。
So if you present yourself to Liu Fei, who works in dental school,
他会告诉你说你里面有问题。
And he's going to tell you that there is something wrong with your teeth.
所以你牙齿才会偶尔的开始痛，你再不处理以后是会常常的痛。
And that's why you suffer from occasional toothaches. However, if you do not take care of it, it's going to get worse and worse.
所以问题呈现出来不是偶尔发生的，本来没问题的。
So the symptoms pops out not just because there is no issue.
问题出现是里面有问题。
The symptoms pops out because there are underlying issues.
圣经说我们都是罪人。
The Bible tells us that we are all sinners.
罪是一个事实。
And the sin is a fact.
科技教育都没有办法解决这个问题。
Science, technology, or education, none of them can solve this issue.
罪是一个不改变的一个事实。
And sin is an unchanging fact.
所以神的福音也不改变。
That's why God's gospel is never changing.
曾经有一个教授不是教授但有一个记者。
So there was a reporter.
他到了印度
So once this reporter went to India,
然后他看到一个河也好，湖也好，发现这个地方太美了，他就去游泳。
So he saw this lake or this river, which is so beautiful. So he jumped into swim.
在河的另外一边，他看到有一个妇女也在游泳。
And he saw a woman on the other side of the river who was also swimming.
他看到他背面很吸引人。
And so he saw.This attractive scenery after her.
他心里面开始有诱惑。
So he was tempted.
他虽然已经是成家的人啊。
So even though he's already had a family.
但是现在他在异乡。
But now he's in a foreign land.
他心里面就开始动起来了。
And so he was aroused.
以前他都拒绝这样的诱惑。
In the past, he always rejected such a temptation.
那这一次呢，他就鼓起勇气游到对岸去。
But now he actually took heart and swam to the other side.
带着他的幻想。
And with his imagination.
游到那个妇女的旁边的时候，忽然间妇女一转过头来，原来是一个老太太。
And then, after he had swam to the side of a woman, this woman turned abruptly, and then it turns out to be an old lady.
那老太太对着他笑。
And the old lady smiled at him.
他忽然间很生气地说：“这个脏女人怎么那么色？”
And then, so he lost temper, and then he said, this dirty woman, why are you so tempting?
其实很快的，他发现原来色的不是那女人，是他自己。
But he very quickly realized that it wasn't her that was arousing him; it was himself arousing himself.
都是罪人，都清楚的很。
We are all sinners, and we all understand.
很多时候我们不承认自己的罪。
At any time, we do not acknowledge our sins.
因为罪是诡诈的。
Because sin is very deceitful.
在十八世纪的时候，有一个法国的哲学家。
In the 18th century, there once was a French philosopher.
叫雅各·鲁梭。
Jacob Rousseau.
他强调人自然的美。
So he emphasized on the natural beauty of man.
人自然的良善。
The natural consciousness of man.
他是法国的一个思想家。
He's a thinker of France.
他曾经宣称说，在我在的地方，没有一个人能够说我比鲁梭都好。鲁梭就是他自己。
And so he claimed that where I live, there's none who's better than Rousseau, and Rousseau, of course, is himself.
他认为他是最好的一个人。
And he thought he was the best.
他甚至在死的时候，他还高傲地说，死亡是多么快乐的事。
And even at his deathbed, he claimed that death is such a joyful thing.
我毫无后悔。
And I have no regrets.
我也没有可以指责的。
And I have no claim. I have nothing to accuse.
我来到神面前。
I come before God.
神一定称许我。
And He's going to accompany me.
不要说他讲神，他就是基督徒。
Don't assume that when he talks about God, he is automatically a Christian.
他不是基督徒。
He's not a Christian.
他是自己。自认为自己是很好的一个人。
He is a self-righteous man.
那其实在他生前，他一直提倡淫乱。
Before his death, he's always upholding adultery.
他也鼓励人自杀。
And he also encouraged people to commit suicide.
在他二十多年淫乱的生活里头，不晓得有多少个孩子是在淫乱之下生的。
So in his 20 plus years of fornication, you cannot imagine how many kids were born under his adultery.
大部分那些被生下的小孩子都被领养出去，所领养。
A lot of the children, most of the children were adopted.
但是在他自己的观念里头，他是最好的一个人。
However, according to himself, he's the best.
罪是诡诈的。
So sin is really subtle.
罪可以欺骗我们自己的心，那我们自认为自己是个完美的人。
So sin can deceive ourselves and making us think that we are the best person.
在神不改变的福音里头，告诉我们都是罪人。
In this unchanging gospel of God, we are that we are all sinners.
人也会告诉自己说，我们本来基本上是个好人，只是有时候不完美而已。
We tend to tell ourselves that.We're basically good people, we just sometimes make mistakes.
我们甚至会说，我们只要做一个真实的自己就好了。
And sometimes we even tell us that if we are true to ourselves, that's good enough.
星期五我们在这里迎新的时候，我们讲到这个点赞的人生。
So, on Friday, when we were having this new student's reception, we're talking about a 点赞的人生。A likable life.
我们是要让人来点赞呢，还是要让神来点赞？
So, do we need people to like us, Or do we need God to like us?
那我们讲到马太福音第五章第三节。
So when we're talking, let's come to Matthew 5:3.
讲到虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
那些看到自己里面贫穷的人有福了，因为神能够接纳你。
When people see that they're really poor in spirit, it's because God is going to accept them.
第二，讲到哀痛的人有福了。
And blessed are the poor.
因为你看到自己心里面贫穷。的光景的时候，你在神面前哀哭，神就会安慰你。
Because when you see the truth of your heart and then you mourn before God, God is going to comfort you.
也许是我讲的没有太清楚，或者没有强调的讲。
Maybe I haven't emphasized it enough.
我发现到了小组的时候，大家的信息就变成是。神接纳我，我要学习接纳自己。
When we come to small group discussion, this message could be twisted into God has already accepted us, so I have to learn to accept myself.
我只要做一个真实的自己就好了。
As long as I'm true to myself, it's good enough.
这是很多人的福音。
A lot of people's gospel is like this.
真正的福音不是这样子。
However, real gospel is not.
真正的福音是说，你要知道我们内心里面的污秽。
The true gospel is to understand how dirty of the filthiness of your heart.
这样的一个污秽，这样子的一个贫乏是不能接受的。
This filthiness and this barrenness is unacceptable.
因为不能接受，你才发现原来我里面是多贫穷、多污秽的。
And this unacceptability emphasizes that is going to tell you how filthy you are, how filthy we are.
因为我里头是多污秽、多贫穷，我来到神面前我就爱哭，因为这是很糟糕的一个光景。
And our filthiness and our poverty of spirit, because of that, we come before God and then plead.
神说这样子的人是有福的。
And God says that this kind of people are blessed.
耶稣并没有说那。能够接纳自己真实的自己活出真实的自己的人是有福的。
Jesus never said that who is true to themselves who can live out their true self is blessed.
我讲清楚怕你们又忘了啊，耶稣从来没有这么说啊。
So let me make it clear, so just in case you forget, Jesus has never said that.
你看到圣经讲无条件的爱并不是让你活出真实的自己。
So when you see the unconditional love, according to the Bible, it's not saying that you have to live out your true self.
圣经是说，无论你怎么样的一个地步，当你认识到自己的情况很糟，为这样的一个光景爱哭，觉得不应该的时候，这样的人有福了。
The Bible says when you realize, how bad you are, when you're looking for, your condition,And when you repent, such kind of people are blessed.
为什么有福?
Why are they blessed?
因为当一个人知道自己的罪，心里面的光景的时候，你愿意认识到这是很糟糕，你为此而哀哭的人，愿意被改变的人，耶稣能够救你。
Such a person who understands how bad you are, to understand how sensitive we are, such a kind of person, Jesus is willing to cover you, to save you.
耶稣能够救你。
And Jesus can save you.
第四节说，耶稣照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍了自己，舍命。
So in verse 4, it says that Jesus, according to the will of God and Father,he gave himself for our sins.
要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
To deliver us from the present evil age.
教育不能救我们。
Education cannot save us.
制度也不能救我们。
An institution cannot save us.
父母看到你的儿女。他做了不应该做的事情。
So when parents see your children do something that they're not supposed to do,
爸骂他也不是，称赞他也不是。
So it's neither good for you to scold him or her, or to praise him or her.
你不管他也不是。
Or to neglect them altogether.
那其实他在你面前所呈现的就是一个罪人的样子。
And what they present themselves to you is the form of sinners.
我们也跟他们一样。
And we're just like them.
他们需要耶稣基督。
They need Jesus Christ.
唯有耶稣基督能救他们。
And Jesus can save them.
你的管教救不了他。
Your discipline cannot save them.
你的教育救不了他。
Education cannot save them.
我不是说你不要教育，我不是说不能管教。
I'm not trying to say that don't discipline them, don't educate them.
他要去用手去抓火，你不去管他，你说反正我管教也没用，你让他去自己去烧自己，不能这样子。
They don't catch fire with my hands. So that there's nothing that I can do because they don't listen to me. With that, you still have to catch them. You still have to discipline them.
但是你要知道，你管教了之后，唯有耶稣能救他脱离罪恶。
However, after you have done all things, all these disciplines, you have to understand that only Jesus can save them.
因为唯有耶稣基督为我们死。
Because only Jesus has died for us.
你说还有很多其他的宗教。
And you say that there are a lot of other religions out there.
很多的宗教都叫我们自救。
A lot of these religions teach us to save ourselves.
自己救自己。
We save ourselves.
但是你会发现我们自己救不了自己。
However, you will find to realize that we cannot save ourselves.
我以前要学习谦卑，就发现这是不可能的功课。
So in the past, I tried to learn how to be humble, and soon I realized that it's a mission impossible.
我发现我越表现的谦卑，我心里越自己称赞自己。你看我多谦卑啊！
So the more humble outwardly, the more self-conceited, self-exploded inwardly.
所以有一段时间我很讨厌自己。
So there was a period of time that I really hated myself.
我不在意我谦不谦卑，那我表现出来的就是很高傲的。
So if I do not, if I don't care about appearing to be proud, I will just appear to be proud of myself.
我很在意我谦卑呢，我就很沾沾自喜的，我就今天表现的不错。
And I'm really into that. Very conscious about, you know, appearing to be humble, but I will be very self-conceited.
所以保罗说了，这取死的身体啊，谁能救我？
And so that's why Paul says, the body of death, who can save me?
感谢神啊，耶稣基督可以。
I praise the Lord, Jesus Christ can.
所以当其他的宗教都在强调自己救自己的时候，你去行善积功德的时候，你发现圣经告诉我们说，你不是这样子得救的，因为这样子得救，你只会有一个结果，高傲。
So when all other religions teach you that you have to save yourself, do all things, you do good things to be saved. Christianity is different. It teaches you that you are not able to achieve that by being self-righteous.
你若觉得自己不高傲，你也会为自己不高傲而非常的满意。
Because that can only lead you to be to lose your humility. If you stop to be proudful of yourself, I'm sorry, I kind of lost you.
好，没关系，我们在讲绕口令啊。我们没有办法自救啊，只有耶稣基督能够救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
We are not able to save ourselves, and only Jesus can save us from this evil age.
圣经所告诉我们的福音，今天仍然是我们的福音。
The gospel according to the Bible is still the gospel of today.
因为罪仍然是我们今天最严重不能自己解决的问题。
Because sin is still the most severe problem of today that we cannot save by ourselves.
我们若不脱离罪，我们走向的是一个灭亡的道路。
If we are not able to get away from sin, we're going to walk on the path towards death.
你不愿意认识这样的一个福音。
Are you willing to see this gospel?
曾经有一个基督徒的学者。
Christmas Carol.
到苏联那时候还有苏联的时候
So he went to the USSR. The USSR was still there.
那个时候还有苏联的时候，他去那里去演讲。
And he went there to give a lecture.
他在演讲的当中有一个机会，他在内室里和六个将军一起谈起这个信仰的问题。
So there came to him this opportunity that in the secret room in the inner chamber, he was able to talk with six generals about his faith.
这个谈话呢，从开始有一些不安，一直到激烈的争论，到最后他们很满意的有一个结论。
So this conversation started with some unrestness and then to really heated debate. And so we have all come out with a satisfactory conclusion.
令人难以置信的一个事情发生。
So something really amazing, unbelievable occurred.
每一个将军都承认他们是活在一个被欺骗的环境。国家之下
every general agreed that each one of them was living in this deceptive country.
他们站起来跟他报告别的时候，有一个高级的将军就跟他握手说：“我相信你带给我们的是真理。”
So when they stood up and departed with each other, one of the senior generals and shake his head that I believe that you have given brought us the truth.
但是经过70年活在谎言之下
But after 70 years living under such lies
我很难改变
It is really hard for me to change.
这将军的话让我们很多时候会觉得很伤心。
So this the words of the general is really disheartening to us.
70年后，当他发现自己一直相信的原来是个谎言，他也仍然觉得不能改变。
So even after he found that after he's been living under lies for 17 years, it is really hard for him to change.
同一个学者后来在美国这里演讲的时候。在 Cornell 那里有一个年轻的主修科学的女士。
So the same scholar in Cornell to give a sermon lecture in science.
他眼里面也充满的泪水的跟来到这个学者面前。
So her eyes were filled with tears and she came before the scholar.
她说我无法告诉你们我是多么的挣扎。
And she said, I cannot tell you how much struggle that I have.
我渴望信神走基督的路。
I'm really eager to believe in God and to walk in the path of Christ.
但我学术上的追求却拦住我。
When my academic pursuit has been an obstacle to me.
使我远离神。
That leads me astray from God.
他发现他也很难信。
And so she was also worried.
在台湾。
In Taiwan.
我太太的外婆。
My wife's grandmother.
他在年老的时候常常看到一些东西。
In the old age, she often sees visions.
你们听过我分享，但是还有些人没听过。
So some of you have heard me sharing about this, but some of you haven't.
他有一次告诉我的岳母说：“你知不知道你的小学的老师过世了？”
So there's one time, she told the pastor's mother-in-law, "Did you know that your elementary school teacher passed away?"
我岳母就很好奇。我的外婆一直在家里面住都不出去，她年老了，很多东西都看不清楚。也，她小学老师过世也不可能出现在电视的新闻里头
啊。The mother-in-law is really confused. The grandmother has been living in the home for a long time and has no connection to the outside. And so how come could she could know that her elementary school teacher passed away since it couldn't be broadcast on the TV.
她就觉得她幻觉幻听啊。
So she suspected that the grandmother had some illusions.
但是过了不久，她我岳母去参加小学的同学会的时候，发现她的老师前不久过世。
And my mother-in-law, when she joined a reunion of her elementary classmates, she did find out that the teacher passed away.
你说他怎么那么神奇啊？
And how could this be? This is so miraculous.
是不是神奇我不知道了啊。
If this is really miraculous, I don't know.
外婆以前都是常常去盖庙的。
And my grandmother often went to the temple to worship.
去拜拜的。
To worship in different temples.
他在年老的时候走动不方便的时候，精神不是太清楚的时候，常常半夜都爬起来告诉我的岳母说，哎，起来煮点东西，他们来了，他们需要吃东西。
So at her old age, even she is not so mobile, like in the middle of the night, she would sometimes wake up my mother-in-law and tell her, you have to wake up and you have to cook something, they're coming, they're coming.
然后我岳母看一看什么人啊，什么这个是黑早上三四点钟哪里有人啊，也听不到什么声音，就觉得他就在那边做梦还是什么的。
And then she woke up at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night and looking around, there was nobody. And so she was thinking if the grandmother had some illusions.
那有一次师母回去。
And there was a time that Miss Lian, pastor's wife, went back.
回去之后要回到美国的时候，外婆就抓住她说，你不要走。
And when she was about to leave and come back to the United States, her grandmother held her and then, did not let her leave.
你在的那个时间，他们都不来。
When you were here, none of them actually visited me.
他们都不来打扰我。
Didn't come here to disturb me.
所以在外婆的心里面很清楚的知道，李燕她所信的基督，比她以前所服侍的这些鬼神都还更大。
So in the grandmother's heart, she clearly understands that the God Li Yan serves, the Christ that Li Yan believes in, is bigger than all the other ghosts that she's been serving.
但师母劝她信主的时候。
However, when our pastor's wife exhorted her to believe in Christ,
信耶稣的时候，她却很多的犹豫。
And she has some hesitation. She recoils.
因为她一生都在盖庙。
Because all her life she has been building up temples.
虽然到年终的时候，她发现还有一个更大的神。
Even at the end of the her age of her years, she found that there's a God who's bigger.
她发现她很难放弃。
She realized it's really hard for her to forsake.
她以前错误的信仰。
And her false belief in the past.
我们面对这个抉择，我们会怎么做决定？
What are we going to choose?
求神帮助我们。
Pray that God is going to help us.
我们一起来做祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你帮助我们看到你就是那位真神。
Help us to see that you are this true God.
我们以前也许有信仰背景的冲突。
So maybe there are conflicts in our belief in the past.
也许我们有我们不同的背景，拦阻我们能够接受你。
We may come from different backgrounds who that was held us from believing in you.
求主你帮助我们。
However, God, please help us.
让我们当能够有这颗的心，当我们知道你就是那位真实的神的时候，我们愿意来转向你。
Pray that when we have the heart to know that you are the true God, we'll be willing to turn and believe in you.
这是一个不改变的福音。
This is an unchanging gospel.
要解决我们人性当中一个不改变的问题。
This is going to solve.The problem that is unchanging in our hearts.
罪的问题。
Which is the problem of sin.
接着一个不改变的主，成就一个永恒的救赎。
through this unchanging word, and we're going to achieve this this glory.
唯有这位救主能够拯救我们。
And only the Savior can save us.
求主你开我们每个人的心眼。
Going to open the heart, the eye of our hearts. And then we're going to seek the answer outside of Jesus Christ. Help us to stand upon the salvation that is never changing.
那是一个坚固的磐石。
This is this sure foundation.
坚固的磐石让我们一生能够站得稳。
This rock is going to help us to stand upon it all the days of our life.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.